Texas Parks and Wildlife Podcast, providing an exclusive look into efforts to conserve the wild things and wild places in Texas.
Hello there, I'm Lydia Saldana with Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation. This month, we're pleased to have Roy Cedars join us. He's the founder of Yeti and now serves as the company's chairman. Roy, thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Now, I think that just about everyone, at least everyone in Texas, knows about the backstory about the amazing Yeti cooler. But just in case, tell us how you and your brother came up with the concept.
Well, it's a long story, but I'll try to hit the highlights for you. Basically, after college, I was building and assembling boats for the way we fish along the Texas Gulf Coast, and I was outfitting these boats with the most durable and quality components I could find, and one of the frustrations was I couldn't find a cooler that matched the rest of the quality of the boat. So and we were hard on our coolers. We would of course use the coolers for keeping our fish and our drinks cold, but we'd also use them as seats and casting platforms. And what we found was the ordinary coolers really weren't holding up with normal wear and tear. The hinges would break, the latches would snap, and you know we would use them as seats, and you'd go out pounding across the bay in the boat, and that lid would start to cave in. So I was frustrated and looking for a solution, and Ryan, my older brother, he owned a fishing rod company at the time, and he was at a trade show in Florida and came across this heavy duty cooler. And I remember he called me up and told me he found the solution to my problems. And so I started bringing that cooler in and installing them on my boats. But I quickly realized that I probably wasn't the only guy out there frustrated with the shortcomings of ordinary coolers. So that's when I switched my focus from the boat business to the cooler business. And I sold that original cooler for about 3 years before Ryan and I founded Yeti with our own brand and cooler design in 2006.
Well, and how did you come up with the name?
That's a good question. You know, Yeti was an early favorite of mine. You know, it being the mythical ice monster of the Himalayas and from a cold, rough environment, I feel like that was a very fitting name for a cooler company. But, you know, really the most telling sign was we had a short list of possible names, and we'd go out to family and friends and bounce those names off of them. And there wasn't an overwhelming favorite, and some people liked the name Yeti and others didn't. But the telling sign was when I came back to that same group a week or two later, the one name that they could all remember was Yeti. So I thought that was a good sign, and you know, so we went with it, and it certainly didn't hurt that with block lettering, the name Yeti looks good on a shirt or a trucker hat, and that was important to me.
Well, that turned out to be a pretty good decision.
Now, yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Now, the exponential growth of Yeti must be an amazing ride, and I know that ride's continuing. What's that been like for you and Ryan?
Well, you know, first of all, never in our wildest dreams did we think Yeti would be where it is today. It's by far exceeded all of our furthest expectations. And, you know, it's been a ton of fun and an amazing ride for us. And at the same time, it's been a lot of hard work, and we've had some really stressful moments along the way as well. I think more important than anything that we've just had a lot of great help from good people kind of every step of the way.
Can I ask you what some of those stressful moments have been? Do you want to share?
You know, basically just trying to keep up with the growth and the quality. You know, we've always been focused on quality, and you know, in the early days when we didn't have a lot of engineering support, the we had some quality issues that I feel like that we were doing everything we could to solve the problem, and that created a lot of stress because in the end we wanted to create an uncompromised product.
You know, anyone who sees your marketing materials, who gets on your website, knows that the foundation of your company is rooted in your love of the outdoors. And I know you've shared that story many times before, also in that really wonderful My Old Man series y'all did last year celebrating Father's Day. Can you share with us how your passion for the outdoors has shaped both your family and business life?
Yes, the outdoors has been a huge influence on both family and business for us. And you know, on the business side, for Ryan and I, we grew up in the outdoor industry. Our dad ran a small business in the fishing tackle industry, so that exposure was big for us. And from the moment we graduated college, we were both looking to cut our own path in the outdoor industry. And for Ryan, at the beginning, it was fishing rods, and for me, it was boats, and that kind of led us to the cooler business. And it's really what we knew. We knew the outdoor industry, and it really has allowed us to blur the lines between our passion around hunting and fishing and business. So that's been pretty special. And on the family side, you know, our parents, you know, exposed us to the outdoors throughout childhood. And I'm committed to doing the same thing for my kids and give them the same type of exposure. Some of my best memories growing up were really all tied to the outdoors, and I want to provide my kids with plenty of opportunities to create their own outdoor memories.
That's awesome. You know, I pulled some clips about your company in preparation for this conversation, and I read in several of them about Yeti being approved by the Interagency Grizzly Bear Committee. What the heck is that all about, and how exactly does that approval come?
Yeah, we didn't set out to design a grizzly proof cooler, and but with the seamless rotomolded construction along with the lock ports on both ends of the coolers, it caught someone's attention at the IGBC. So we sent them a cooler for testing, and I think they filled it with salmon and I believe peanut butter, and then they put it into an enclosure with a couple full-grown grizzlies. And to see if they could get into it. And I think about after an hour of the bears trying to pry it open with no luck, our cooler passed the test and we were approved as a food storage container in bear country. So, you know, it's very few of our customers will ever take their cooler into camping into bear country, but it's been a great marketing message for us, and it really tells that durability story.
So I have to ask this: did anybody shoot video of that?
Oh, absolutely! And that was a fun project that we did. We got a video that we posted online. It's gotten quite a few views.
Well, I'll need to get that for you. We'll add it to our page so our listeners can take a
That'd
look
be
at
awesome.
That.
Okay. That'd be awesome.
Well, now, has your new position as chair given you more time for outdoor adventures or less?
No, it's been more definitely, and it's been a real blessing for me and my wife and my kids. I've been doing a lot more hunting and fishing and being really a better family man.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, that begs the question then. What is the most recent outdoor adventure that you've had? Was it maybe this morning?
No, I had some good hunting and fishing trips this past fall and winter. And I think one that stands out for me is I had the opportunity to go dove hunting on the King Ranch with a good friend of mine. And we had a great hunt. And we had an easy limit, and it was really special. But more importantly than anything, it was just awesome to get a chance to visit a property with such amazing wildlife and history behind it. It's the King Ranch is a really special place.
That's awesome. I just have to mention, I happened to be on the King Ranch with T.O. Clayburgh and Fred Bryant in January. I don't know if you've heard, but T.O. Clayburgh and Fred Bryant are being honored. They're being inducted into the Texas Conservation Hall of Fame for their work together with the Caesar Clayburgh Wildlife Research
Institute. I did hear that. That's quite an honor. Those are two special individuals.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, that was I wasn't actually hunting. We were shooting video, but it was pretty neat to be out there on the King Ranch with T.O. Clayburgh and Fred.
It's a special place.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, so can you say, I know you've been outdoors, since you were a young boy, do you have a fondest outdoor memory you could share with us?
Yeah, you know, I there's probably several that would qualify, but one that comes to mind is an early one. I think I was about 9, and Ryan would have been about 12. We joined our dad and granddad on a quail hunt to South Texas near Cotulla. Our granddad was a big quail hunter. And anyway, Ryan and I had recently got into varmint calling, and we had a cassette tape from Burnham Brothers of a wounded woodpecker. And back in the hill country where we grew up, we'd call up gray foxes and ringtail cats. And so we were excited to take that same call out into the South Texas brush country. And we went out about midday. It was just Ryan and I. And I can remember I had a 20-gauge shotgun with buckshot, and Ryan had a pump 22 loaded with CCI stingers, and we thought we were pretty tough, and we turned down that call in the middle of the South Texas brush, and it wasn't 20 seconds later that this big old mangy coyote comes running around the corner, running full blast right at us, and you know we locked eyes with that coyote within about 10 yards of us. And all three of us just about turned inside out, and he wheeled and ran the other way, and so did Ryan and I. You know, I don't know who was more scared, him or us.
That's awesome. Now, do you have a bucket list, an outdoor bucket list? And I mean, what's on it that you haven't done yet?
No, I wouldn't say that I have a bucket list, but I think pretty high up there on some of my priorities would be. Now, I want to be with my kids when they take their first whitetail or catch their first redfish. That would be pretty high up on my list.
Or maybe meet their first coyote?
Absolutely.
Now, I understand that you and your brothers, it sounds like you hunt in South Texas a lot. And maybe I already know the answer to this question. I know you have a ranch in South Texas. What do you like to do when you're there?
Well, Ryan and I, we're both into chasing big whitetail. So certainly that's kind of a focus of the ranch. But there's also great quail and turkey hunting, and we have some tanks on there for bass fishing. We have a lot of fun with it, but you know, probably the biggest thing for us is just getting away from our busy lives and relaxing and sharing the place with our kids and friends and family.
Oh, that's cool. You know, your brand story is so effective, but because it's real. And I know you've branched out to other market segments, and I imagine you interact now with a lot of people who don't hunt and fish. Are you an outdoor ambassador? Do you like to introduce others to what you love so much?
Yes, absolutely. To both questions, I love exposing people to the outdoors and sharing that experience with them. And it's true, in the early days of Yeti, our laser focus was around hunting and fishing, and that's where our personal needs for a cooler was. But a good cooler, it has a broad appeal, and we found pretty early on that the brand and the product started spilling over into other end markets, like farming and ranching and backyard barbecues, which really has been great for us.
Well, now, of course, Yeti is more than just coolers now, and there's new Yeti products out there. What are you working on now? Can you drop any hints and let us know what to look for next?
Yeah, good question. I wish I could share more, but we're pretty tight-lipped these days. But I will say, you know, we have a really exciting product pipeline, and it's a really awesome time to be at Yeti. And you know, I guess one that I can share with you is we're doing a new jug product, and it's the same stainless steel vacuum insulation technology as our cups and our bottles, but we're taking it into a water jug category. And in a 1 gallon and a half gallon format. So we're pretty excited about that. It's going to be great for long, hot days in the Texas summer.
Now, y'all just announced, I just read in the Austin American Statesman about a new Yeti headquarters in Austin, which I know is a big move for y'all. What can you tell us about that?
Well, at our current location, we're busting at the seams. So it really was driven out of necessity. But we're excited about it as well. It really gives us the opportunity to lay out a workspace that best fits the company today and well into the future. And we're putting some Yeti spin on things, so it's going to be a great place to work and work every day, really.
And it's also going to be a destination, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, any last words to share about the outdoors and why we should all conserve it?
As time passes, you know, the outdoors is really becoming more and more of a precious resource that really needs to be protected. You know, that's the only way future generations, my kids, their kids, and so on, will have the opportunity for the same type of outdoor experiences that myself and a lot of people love today.
Well, thanks for joining us, Roy. We really appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Till next time, thanks for listening.
Texas Parks and Wildlife Podcast is brought to you by Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation, supporting high-impact conservation projects across the state. Find out how you can help at tpwf.org.